The Roman Impluvium. It's me again. Let's go back to the Romans. You remember that they too passed through here, don't you? Yes, I know, we keep going backwards and forwards, but that can't be helped with a place like this where various cultures have passed through leaving their mark. In fact, that is what makes the place so special. The Romans were one of the peoples to settle in this privileged place. It was during the 1st century CE when the Emperor Vespasian founded the Municipium Flavium Egara, a kind of town such as we have now, but not quite the same. Although there have been many archaeological excavations, no urban remains indicating the presence of streets, walls, public buildings, and the like have been found, unlike other Roman towns of the period. Most probably, it was more of a political structure that administered the various rural villages in the area. Here on the spur of Sampera, there may have been some buildings for municipal administration because two pedestals with inscriptions have been found, and they can now be seen incorporated into the walls inside the church of Santa Maria. A fine example of the reuse of materials. What was found here, and you can see them under the glass, were the remains of a 4th century Roman house. What you can see is the impluvium, which was a porticoed patio Roman houses had to collect rainwater in a central pool. When the Paleo-Christian Basilica was built, and when the bishopric of Egara was established, the villa was adapted, while maintaining a large part of the original structure to become the bishop's residence. On your left is the Church of Santa Maria. Go and stand by the main facade, and I'll continue with my commentary.